The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Summertime, a little Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong by request from our friends at Avalon HR. Good morning, y'all. I got Kirk Waters here and Stephanie Dotson is here.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, what did I just say? Stacy, Lord help me. Stacy Orton, I know who you
are. We'd like to thank you for providing the next nickname for Stacy around the Avalon
operation. I already had two cups of coffee. There's no excuse. I think I got lost with Ella a little bit. So
that's
sorry.
Okay. That's acceptable. Getting lost with Ella is always acceptable.
Gosh, I haven't heard that in forever, but there was a great perfect for this time of year today.
Thank you, Stephanie Dotson, for that.
You're most welcome. Anytime.
Oh, my Lord. I know better. Okay, so tell us what is happening with Avalon HR. Happy 4th coming up with lots of going on. So, and I know it affects a lot of businesses. There's so many things happening.
It absolutely does.
It's summertime.
It is summertime. People are on vacation, having fun, losing their minds.
Clearly, I'm one of those.
Well, you know, I've got an email drafted right now. I'm getting ready to send to all of our business owners. And the title of the email is "It Must Be the Heat."
Because
we have had in the last 3-4 weeks, we've had an uptick in employee accidents and things of that nature. And it's just, you know, it's summer. It's hot. We are licensed in multiple states. Two of our biggest are Florida and Texas, where, you know, heat just kind of is synonymous with those states. And we seem, you know, we go through this every year. You know, even my 12-year-old said, "Why is it raining every day?" Because, son, it's summer. That's what it does. Mm-hmm. But with the heat, you know, from an employment standpoint, we need to be cautious. We need to be paying attention. We need to make sure that our employees are well hydrated. And it's not just water. You know, water is great. But if you're an outside worker, electrolytes are also super important. You can't just replace water, 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 and take all the salt, soap, minerals, and other stuff out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend to our clients things like Squincher makes a popsicle.
Oh.
Electrolyte makes a popsicle. They're all electrolyte popsicles. And, I mean, who doesn't like a popsicle on a, you know, right? 100-degree day? You know, keep those things available. Keep them handy. Have, you know, some shade or a vehicle that employees can get in once in a while to cool down. You know, be aware of the signs and symptoms of heat stroke and whatnot. If, you know, you're all of a sudden going pale, you're not sweating, that's a huge indicator that you are in distress.
That's interesting, because you think of, I'm cool, I'm not sweating.
If you've been sweating and then you stop, that's a sign.
That's a huge red flag. Yeah. And what we're seeing that in the HR world transfer to is we've had some slips and falls off of, we have a couple clients who work on boats and make things for boats. And we've had two boat related accidents, falls. I really feel, like I said, it must be the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing, if you've been thinking about coming to a PEO, or, you know, that's something we can really help you with. We have a lot of safety programs. Chip kind of heads that up right now. Kirk doesn't know it, but I'm getting ready to drag him into some of that as well. we have some great training programs. We have some online simple programs that we can do, just educational type things. And then we have people that we can actually send on site to work with you and show you some ideas that might help make your workforce a little bit safer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that is a big difference between a professional employer organization like Avalon HR and just a straight payroll provider.
Right.
Is that, you know, we have a vested interest in helping you keep your employees safe. So, you know, we want to do whatever we can, make ourselves available to keep your employees safe, keep them educated, You know, this time of year too, there's a lot of stress that comes with to your employees. You've got, you know, kids are out of school, mm-hmm. parents are worried about that, people are covering for vacations, you're doing more with less people because of that. So just, you know, a business owner needs to be cognizant of what's going on with their employees, and you know, we have resources that can help people manage those types of stress.
And so how can people get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to reach out to Avalon?
Well, I mean, phone is great. 850-475-1555. You can reach us on our website, avalonhr.com, which is a great deal of information. We're very active on LinkedIn, on Facebook. We post a lot of informational things related to clients' safety or, mm-hmm. or awareness. We did something on wage and hour on LinkedIn not long ago. I like to say, if you see the big attorneys doing morning commercials about a subject related to HR, mm-hmm. that's something that you as a business owner need to be aware of. And you're seeing a lot of wage and hour right now.
Interesting. Okay.
And then the other thing, of course, is we're at 100 South Base Boulevard, and we encourage people, drop in if you want to. You want to be able to look eye to eye with the people that are providing you those services. We don't have just a sales office in Pensacola or a person that's here. We have our payroll people, our HR people, our safety people,
tax department,
the tax mm-hmm. department. All we here. Are all right there at 100 South Pace Boulevard. And the other thing that means is when you use Avalon HR, the money that you spend with us, we are reinvesting back into this economy through payroll, through charitable things that we do, through organizations that we help build in this community, whether it be members of chambers of commerce or rotary clubs or things like that. That those resources that you provide us, we're 100% putting back into the local economy.
Talking with our friends from Avalon HR, if you've got a question about HR, and especially this summer, there might be something seasonal going on with your business, and maybe you have a question as an employee, what are your rights, what are the wage, and all these things that we're bringing up right now, 850-437-1620, text it in. That's what this is. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, and these two are definitely experts on HR.
We try. We stay at a Holiday Inn Express every other night. Just to refresh. Okay. But no, you know, we're more than just, we are an IRS certified PEO. And what
and PEO stands for?
Professional Employer Organization. It's a co-employment relationship where you get to focus on your business and what you do the best, and we get all that non-fun stuff. We file your state taxes, your unemployment taxes, your federal taxes. We produce the W-2s at the end of the year. We take full responsibility for all that being correct. We undergo extensive audits to maintain that status. You know, it's double checked on, triple checked on, things like that to make sure that we're in compliance and we're acting in our client's best interest. So we take that very seriously. Right. And you know, there's not a lot of IRS certified PEOs around. And that's important because what it means for you as the employer, if we make a mistake, we are responsible for it instead of you. The IRS isn't going to come knocking on your door. They're going to call us and say, hey, what happened here? We've talked several times about we maintain a great relationship with the IRS. We have a dedicated IRS representative to help us when we have questions about these new laws that come out. Because, I mean, it's the government. Sometimes these things are clear as mud.
And, right. You know, a lot of things changed on July 1st. I was reading some headlines and thinking, uh-oh.
Yeah, July 1st seems to always be July 1st and January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are some new things, and we are sifting through those now and sorting through those to see, you know, who it effects new. We need to contact, and we constantly do that. You know, we've got Florida is still in its graduated upping the minimum wage progression, and that's going to come about here soon in September. So mm-hmm. you know, we make sure we're on top of that. We send everything out to the client, say, hey, this is coming. You know, and it goes up for regular minimum wage and tipped server minimum wage, mm-hmm. which, you know, is going to be huge by the time mm-hmm. it's done. Like, mm-hmm. you know, every time I see some of our servers' checks for about 30 seconds, I contemplate going back into bartending or restaurant.
Right, and then especially around here.
No, right. I mean, yeah, it's this time of year. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. I can't do that anymore.
But it's a dramatic difference. I mean, if you look at our surrounding areas, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, they're still at $2.13 for minimum wage for a tipped employee.
Wow.
Whereas we're at $9.98, about to go to $10.98.
Right.
So
it's huge.
I don't understand really how some of the, if you're in coastal Alabama, how do you keep people when they can come right across the state line mm-hmm. into Florida and make $8 more an hour?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but it's certainly been in the headlines with the big bill that's going through Congress right now. And one of the items on that is not taxing tips, which I find to be really interesting, having been in the restaurant business. And I'm thinking, ooh, what a nightmare that's going to be. So what are your thoughts on that?
We have lots of thoughts on that at the moment.
We talked a lot about that this morning.
And we don't have to go. We don't have to go there if you don't want to.
No,
it's political, but I mean,
here's the
from an employer's perspective.
Keep in mind, anytime something like that goes to up for a vote, it's rarely accepted at face value, just like it is. There's usually some back and forth, give and take, and things along that line before it actually passes. Okay, one of the things that is on the table right now. And please don't take, this isn't what's going to happen, but it is on the table, is that you won't be taxed on those on a per paycheck basis. But one of the proposals out there says it'll add it back to your taxes when you go to file at the end of the year.
Oh,
you'll still have that tax liability.
I didn't realize that. I didn't catch that. Okay, interesting.
That's a lot of things like that get buried. And I have another great example of that when we're finished with this topic. But so nothing changed yesterday.
Right, correct. Okay. Still tweaking.
Nothing changed.
Yeah, it's back to the house.
Back to the house.
And then it'll kick around some more before the president gets it eventually.
Well, I thought of y'all because it brought up the whole thing about the taxing on your tips, but also the overtime issues and things like that. And I'm thinking, Avalon, our HR company's
going to
be.
And it's only up to a certain amount of money on your tips. So, I mean, there are some restaurants that if you're in, some of the bigger cities, Orlando, Tampa, whatever, those servers may make $100,000 a year in tips, which is not uncommon. I mean, I happily know a restaurant chain over east of us that some of their employees do make $100,000 a year. So no tax on tips, I think as it was proposed, is for the first $25,000 of tip wages.
Oh,
so you hear
so
that and then
total.
Everybody says,
no,
oh,
absolutely not.
And again, that is not set in stone yet because it's at the house again.
Gotcha.
And then there's
going
to have to be agreement before it goes to the president. So y'all don't get excited about this. Don't go running to your restaurant owner and say, there shouldn't be tax coming out. It's not law yet.
Right. Nothing
it's
has
not
changed.
Not law yet. The law that of the land is the law that was yesterday and today.
Okay, good to know. I'm glad we brought this up.
We're watching it. So we did have a big discussion
overtime
about it
too,
this
same
morning.
Thing.
Overtime
tips.
Okay.
We had a big discussion about that this morning. And, we're watching it very closely. And when they do make a final decision, we'll know about it and we'll let everybody know. But, it's how things just change from what's initially proposed. And expanding on that, one thing, and I come across this quite often, is the medical marijuana card in the state of Florida. Okay? The only way that got passed in Florida was they had to redesign the verbiage in that bill to state that you were not receiving a prescription for anything. You were receiving a doctor's recommendation for products that may help you. Okay, so I had somebody the other day taking tasks with our drug-free workplace policy. But I have my medical card. And I said, well, okay, let's talk about that. Normally, let's say, I'm going to use Kirk for example. He has a prescription for Valium.
Right.
Okay? He goes and takes a drug test. He'll pop positive for the Valium.
Mm-hmm.
The medical review officer or the MRO will call Kirk and say, hey, you tested positive for this substance. And Kirk's like, yes, I did, but I have a prescription. They'll say, okay, either send me a picture of the bottle, and it has to be current, non-expired, whatnot, or who's the physician who wrote it, and they will call and verify. Once they verify that Kirk actually holds his prescription, they report back to me as the employer a negative result. Okay? Because Kirk is taking something prescribed by his physician for whatever he has.
Okay.
With a medical marijuana card, you test positive. It goes to the MRO for review. He will call you, and if your only answer to him is, well, I have a medical marijuana card, it's still going to be reported back to me as a positive result.
Because it's not a doctor prescribed.
It is not a prescription. And a lot of people get that. They think it's a free pass, man. They come in our office, and I've actually had this. People don't do this. People try to give us that card as a second form of ID for I-9 purposes.
That's not valid.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
But it is not a prescription. Okay. And, you know, let's face it. Reality is what it is. If our restaurants in this area drug tested every single employee, they would have no employees.
No.
I mean, it's just,
I don't mean to
just
laugh.
It's just the reality, yeah, that's, you know, of the, yeah, of the restaurant world. But right, what that still means for them, while they might not do pre-employment testing, if that employee gets hurt at work in that restaurant, they still have to be drug tested.
Mm.
Even with a medical card, you are not exempt or excluded from the testings or the repercussions thereof of a positive result.
Wow. Okay.
Which
very
can
interesting
mean you lose your employment. And if it's a work comp situation, we've got an even bigger issue, because if you were impaired at the time you had an accident, that could prevent you from a successful work comp claim.
Mm, gosh, okay. We're talking with our friends from Avalon HR. If you've got a question, we're hitting some very interesting topics this morning at 850-437-1620. Please text it in.
And you know, Stacy is such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all this. All of our people are.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes it very seriously, our role and our responsibility to our clients. You know, I've been a small business owner. You can't keep up with all this.
Oh, no way.
And then get into the difference between the fact that like marijuana is still federally illegal, and you want to get into that. You work for a government contractor. There's things you can't do, and Stacy can help you with that. Do not try and do this all on your own. I tell people all the time, if you're a business owner, if you get sued, are you going to be your own lawyer? Of
right
course you're not. If you get audited, are you going to go against the IRS on your own? No, you're going to take your CPA with you. Why in the world would you try and manage what in most cases is the biggest cost for a business and the biggest resource they have in their employees when you're not an expert in that?
Mm-hmm.
We have people that have gone to school for that, who continuously get trained for that. You know, why would you try and open yourself up to that type of liability by not having a professional do this with you?
No, it's a great question.
It just wouldn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Okay, we did get a text in this morning, and they're saying thanks for the information. And then it says, I have a small business. My issue right now is everyone wants to take time off.
Well, there are a lot of businesses that closed this week of July 4th.
Which makes me laugh because that brings up the issue. If you're a small business owner or you're running a nonprofit or something, and then now you're trying to manage everybody's schedules, and, well, my kids are off and my grandparents are coming into town, you know, all those things, and the last minute, you've got to keep your business open. And it's hard to take the time to manage everybody's schedules and doing all that.
You know, a big part of that is, is planning and setting expectations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, we have a business we have been speaking with, and she was saying, we do not let people take vacations this time of the year because this is their busiest time of the year.
Time.
So you set those expectations with your people. We also have software that can do scheduling of PTO, and you can see that. So when they request the PTO, they can see if someone else has already. Maybe you have a policy that no more than two people in this department could be off at one time.
Mm-hmm.
The scheduling software can have them see that. So it's not all on the employer to be able to see these things. We have the ability to give you the resources to manage that and put policies and procedures in place that can help alleviate that issue.
Right. Business dependent, there's lots of things you can do. We have several companies that go ahead and just close for 2 weeks in the year,
mm-hmm,
the first week of July,
mm-hmm,
and then the week following Christmas to New Year's. And that's, people, that's your vacation.
Right.
You know, every year you've got that time off. They pay it. You know, you still have, you know, a PTO day here and there that you can use for whatever, but, you know, your vacations are expected to be during those shutdown periods,
mm-hmm,
okay? Now, that obviously won't work for every business, but that's when you do things like, you know, you block out things. Hey, if this is our peak time of year, you know, if July is our peak time, schedule something outside of July.
Right.
And then, you know, understand that PTO is it's usually, you know, first come, first serve on request. You can do a rotating schedule with holidays. I've seen that work successfully. So, you know, Kirk can't come in every single year and go, I'm taking the week of Thanksgiving off.
Right.
You know,
right.
No, Kirk, you're not. You know, you can rotate it,
mm-hmm,
you know, to where, okay, if Kirk had the week of Thanksgiving off this year, Chip will have the week of Thanksgiving if he wants it off next year. You can absolutely block out time. You can, but here's the thing. When an employee makes a request, the best thing to do is have a conversation with them. You know, just talk to them. Hey, this is our peak time of the year. you know, can you, is this something that you can possibly reschedule to at another time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just have the conversations. And like Kirk said, establish the expectations in the beginning. You know, I have one client in their handbook. They have a wonky, their business is busy when nobody else's is, right? And so they absolutely have it when you sign on board. Hey, these few weeks are absolutely non-negotiable for time off. Like, you know, short of death, and it would probably need to be your own to not come to work that week. But, you know, just lay out those expectations. Have the conversations. You know, it shouldn't be a scary conversation. I know people are like, well, I don't want to make them mad. Well, you don't have to make them mad to have a conversation with them, you know.
Right.
Just talk to them.
But if they're going to come to work for you in your business, they need to understand the expectations.
Right. And, it is your business. You know, and, you know, I explained that to someone yesterday. You know, she's having an employee issue. And I was like, the employee should not be allowed to hold you hostage as a business owner.
Right.
You still have a business to run.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's attendance, then we need to address it through the disciplinary process. You know, in this particular instance, it's a little wonky because this employee did make an ADA request, which is Americans with Disabilities Act request, which, you know, all employers are required to follow, reasonable accommodations. But what's happened, we started the process, and this particular person hasn't done their part of it. Okay, so until that is done, they have no protections. They're treated just like anybody else.
Right.
Because if they choose to not do the things they need for their job protection, then they have none. Okay? So I always tell employers, you know, don't get yourself in a situation where you're being held hostage by your employees. That doesn't work. Clear expectations, as Clark mentioned. Proper disciplinary program. I always tell my employers, you cannot hold people to a standard or expectation that they do not know exists.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. No,
you
that
gotta
makes
spell
perfect
it out.
Sense.
And you got to spell it out. It's got, you know, in my business years ago, we had a guy that got a DUI that was a driver for us. We didn't have it spelled out that if you are unable to perform the task of driving, you
don't have a job.
And so, you know, we ended up letting him go, and we had to pay unemployment and things like that because we didn't have our ducks in a row.
Right.
We didn't make it clear, and that was our fault. And, you know, in business you learn, you know, one mistake, shame on me. If I do it twice, shame on me again. I shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's one of those colloquialisms. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's also that when you're onboarding an employee, these are the things that should be in your employee handbook.
Right.
And by the way, I went to Auburn and I just said colloquialism, and I want some recognition for that. That was pretty impressive.
Pretty slick, buddy. I'm impressed.
So am I. But, you know, we can help you with those handbook designs and help you lay out. And, you know, we talked last time about the PTO situation. There are no laws in the state of Florida regarding PTO. My husband works for a very nationally – it's a company that everybody knows their name. And they don't offer – and he is a general foreman, and so he's, like, second in command on the job site.
Mm-hmm.
He has no PTO. He's never had PTO. They're allowed to take as much time off as they want.
Right.
But their big thing is if you say you're going to be back on Monday, we better see you sitting in that chair on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, because it happens all the time at holidays. These guys take off for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then I want a couple more days, or I'm not coming back. And that's not how it works.
Right.
Because their schedule is tight, and they schedule based on manpower there.
Mm-hmm.
And take all the time off you want, but when we put you back on that schedule for Monday, we expect to see you back on Monday.
Which is a new trend, the unlimited PTO thing out there. That's a whole nother show, but that's out there. And a lot of companies are going to it, and there's a reason.
Wow.
There is a reason, and it can work without you getting totally...
All right.
Messed up.
I hear you. Okay, so how can folks reach you, and what's the best way to do that?
You know, the best way, call 850-475-1555. We are more than happy to have a free consultation with you. Well, you can do that in
our office. So it is free if they wanted to have us sit down with you.
You can do that at our office, 100 South Pace Boulevard. We will come to you. We can do it over the phone. The great thing is if we get to introduce you around our office, you get to meet all the people that will be involved in your account. You get to build that relationship.
That sounds great. So if you just joined us, we've been speaking with Avalon HR, Kirk Waters, Stacy Oren,
who handles the benefits. AKA Stephanie Dotson.
Yes, who handles the benefits. experts. We appreciate you being on here. They definitely are the experts. Some great advice as we're coming into some new laws. We've got summertime. So again, what is that website and phone number?
AvalonHR.com, 850-475-1555. Doing business wherever your business is.